Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that really belongs in the DNA of jungle and old school Raga DNB, an urban echo vocal texture layer. Not a big lead vocal, not a polished pop hook. We're making a voice fragment that feels like it's bouncing off a yard wall, sitting between the kick and the snare, with crisp attack up front and dusty mids tucked into the pocket. The goal here is attitude, movement, and identity. This kind of layer gives a track that human, sample-heavy feel that makes old-school-inspired DNB sound alive. It can answer the drums, punctuate a drop, tease the listener in an intro, or throw a ghostly tail across a bar line. The key is that it should support the groove, not dominate it. We're going to do this using stock Ableton Live 12 devices only, and we'll work in a way that's fast, repeatable, and easy to adapt later. So whether you're building a jungle edit, a dark roller, or a rag-leaning drop, this method will hold up. First, choose the right vocal source. You want something with character. A shout, a chopped phrase, a short spoken line, even a little sung fragment can work, as long as it has a clear consonant or attack at the front. That front edge is what gives you the crisp transient feel when we start shaping it. Now open the clip in clip view and trim it tightly. Don't leave a bunch of dead space at the start. If the sample is percussive or chopped, turn warp on and use beats mode. If it has more sustained tone, Complex Pro can help keep it natural. But the main mindset here is sampler mindset. You're not trying to preserve a full sentence. You're carving out useful texture events. If needed, make a few versions of the same sample. One with the attack, one with the tail, maybe one with a mid-word fragment. That gives you more options later when you start arranging the vocal like a rhythmic element. Next, create an audio effect rack on the vocal track. We're going to split this into three chains: a transient chain, a dusty mid chain, and an echo space chain. This is the heart of the sound. Instead of treating the vocal as one thing, we're giving each part of it a different job. On the transient chain, start with a Q8. High pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. If there's too much low junk, push it a little higher. Then, if the vocal needs more bite, add a small presence lift around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Usually just a little boost is enough. You want definition, not harshness. After that, you can add drum bus to give the front edge some energy. Keep the drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%, and bring the transient control up slightly. Don't overdo the boom unless you specifically want a little thump. For this style, the transient should feel like a chopped sample that locks into the break, not a huge bassy vocal hit. If the vocal is clashing with hats or other bright elements, use utility to narrow the width on this chain. Keep it pretty focused, somewhere around 0 to 40% wide. The transient layer is about clarity and punch, not stereo drama. Now for the dusty mid-chain. This is where the attitude lives. At EQ8 again, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. You're trimming off the extremes so the mids can speak. If there's an annoying edge around 3 to 4.5 kHz, carve a little out there. Then add saturator. Analog clip or soft sign are both useful here. Push the drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip if the peaks start getting spiky. This is where the sound starts to feel sampled and worn in, like it's been through a sampler, an amp, or some old playback chain. If you want a bit of motion, add chorus ensemble very lightly, just enough to give the mids a little movement without turning it into a glossy effect. Or use auto filter with a gentle band pass or low pass, and automate the cutoff slowly over a few bars. The movement should feel subtle and organic, not like a filter sweep preset. A really important move here is resampling. Once this dusty mid-chain feels good, record its output to a new audio track. Then chop that resampled audio into little fragments. This is how you get that printed, physical, old-school sample feeling. It's also how you turn a plug-in chain into something you can perform like a break. Now let's build the echo space. Put this on a return track so you can send multiple vocal chops into it. That keeps the mix flexible and gives you control over how much echo each phrase gets. Use echo for the main delay. Depending on the groove, try 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or plain 1/8 sync. Set feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%. Use ducking so the dry vocal stays forward and the tail tucks behind it. Then filter the delay hard enough to keep it out of the bass and out of the way of the hats. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 5 to 8 kHz. If you want a little more grit, put redux after echo very lightly, just enough to roughen the tail. The point is not to destroy it. The point is to give the echo that worn, slightly degraded feel that works so well in jungle and Raga DNB. Now, a crucial detail. Automate your send. Don't let the delay run all the time at the same level. Make certain words or chops throw into the echo only at the end of a phrase, or right before a fill, or as a lead into a restart. That is what gives you the classic echo off the wall feeling. It feels intentional, and it hits harder when it appears only at the right moments. At this stage, your vocals should already be feeling like part of the rhythm section. But to really make it work in a DNB context, timing matters a lot. Don't just leave the chops sitting perfectly on the grid unless that groove actually wants it. Use clip envelopes and little timing nudges to make the phrase breathe with the break. Sometimes shifting a chop 10 to 25 milliseconds late can make it sit deeper and feel more laid back. Sometimes placing a short chop just before the snare creates that perfect bit of anticipation. If the tail is smearing into the next kick, shorten it with a quick fade or trim the release. If you want the whole thing to feel more locked in, pull a groove from a break and apply a subtle amount. You're not trying to quantize the life out of it. You're trying to make it feel like it belongs in the same world as the drums. Here's a good way to think about the layers. The transient chain is your definition. The dusty mid-chain is your attitude. The delay layer is your distance and drama. If any one of those is doing too much, the balance breaks. The sweet spot is usually a little imperfect, a little mismatched, slightly human. That's what makes it feel vintage and real. Once the rack is sounding right, resample the full output. Record a full 8-bar pass if you can, plus a 4-bar switch-up and a few isolated hits. Then slice the resampled audio in simpler or directly in arrangement view. Now you can trigger the slices like a little performance instrument. This is where the layer becomes much more than an effect. You can reverse a tail for a transition, use a chopped syllable right before a snare fill, or build a 1-bar motif that returns every 8 bars. Suddenly, the vocal is not just decoration, it's part of the arrangement language. In an actual track, use it with intention. In the intro, you might filter it and lean on the delay, almost like a teaser. Before the drop, let a few delay throws hit on the last bar or two. In the drop, keep it tighter and more percussive so it doesn't compete with the drums and bass. In a switch-up, bring back the dusty mid layer and make the movement more obvious. And in the outro, let the echo tails carry so DJs have something smooth to mix out with. If your track is around 174 BPM, a classic jungle approach is to let the vocal chop hit every 2 bars at first, then drop it out for a while, so the break and bass can breathe, then bring it back with a filtered delay on a later bar as a new section cue. That kind of phrasing makes the tune feel like a real record, not just loops stacked on top of each other. A couple of important mix checks here. First, keep an eye on the snare. The vocal should never steal the snare's authority. If it's fighting the snare, reduce some energy around 3 to 5 kHz or move the chop slightly earlier or later. Often timing fixes the problem better than volume. Second, watch the low mids. If the vocal is muddying the mix, high pass more aggressively, sometimes up around 150 to 300 Hz, and carve space around 200 to 500 Hz if the whole thing starts sounding cloudy. Third, check mono. The transient layer should usually stay fairly mono or narrow, while the width can live more in the delay return. That keeps the vocal strong in the center and prevents it from disappearing when the mix collapses to mono. If you want to go one step further, create a ghost response layer. Duplicate the vocal, pitch it down a little, maybe 5 to 12 semitones, low pass it, and tuck it under the main sound. That can add menace without making the source obvious. Or make a second rack that only appears at the ends of phrases, with more filtering, more feedback, and a lower level. Think of it as the echo answering the lead vocal. You can also turn consonants into percussion. Tiny T, K, P, or breath sounds can become great ghost hits if you chop them short and process them with transient shaping and little delays. That's a very jungle move, and it can make your groove feel busier without adding more drum samples. Another good trick is to automate distance instead of just volume. Pull the vocal back by lowering highs, narrowing width, and increasing send to the echo. Then bring it forward by doing the opposite. This sounds much more musical than just fading it up and down. The big idea throughout this lesson is that the vocal texture is a micro-arrangement. One slice attacks, one slice colors, one slice trails. When you treat it like that, it starts behaving like part of the drum programming and the mix architecture, not just an overlay. So here's your practical exercise. Build a 2-bar rag echo punctuation loop. Choose a short vocal chop with a clear attack. Split it into transient and dusty mid-chains. Put echo on a return set to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Program the vocal so it lands on the last half of beat 2 and the end of 4. Automate the send so only the final chop throws into the delay. Then resample the result, slice it, and make one variation where the final echo lands before a snare fill. Check it in mono, and save the rack as a preset. If you can make that loop feel like a real section of a DNB tune, you've done the job. You're not just making a vocal effect, you're building a signature texture that can carry identity, groove, and culture through the arrangement. That's the sound. Crisp up front, dusty in the middle, echoed into space. Very human, very system music, and absolutely ready for jungle.